Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1194. What is the best diet? And A Magic Pill for Getting Healthy, both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is just one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today, I have 2 posts for you. So I want to keep this intro nice and short and get right to them and start optimizing your life. What is the Best Diet? By Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. I was at a socially distanced picnic a few weeks back, and we were talking about recipes that we've perfected during quarantine. One person mentioned that while they haven't really perfected any particular recipe, they have been really enjoying roasted vegetables. Simple, easy, and healthy. In particular, they shared how much better homemade veggies are than the ones they might get at a restaurant, briefly noting the importance of using high-quality oil both for flavor and health. And then the confusion started. Our discussion about recipes quickly morphed into one about vegetable versus animal fats, refined oil versus unrefined oil, paleo versus diets X, Y, and Z. Are cashews unhealthy now too? Someone exclaimed. I thought they were good for you. OMG, I wanted to scream. How exhausting to live with this overwhelming confusion about what we should be eating. And the most frustrating thing to me is that this confusion is completely unnecessary. Why? Because we already know how to eat well. Okay, yes, there are a lot of mixed messages about what the quote-unquote best diet is. We have the vegans, the keto dieters, the paleo advocates, and about 500 other groups each claiming their way is best. We have the multitudes of conflicting studies, the ones that tell us fat is bad, and then they say the opposite a few years later. And we have misleading marketing and labeling, bombarding us at every turn with promises and encouragements that only confuse us and lead us astray. Understandably, it can feel overwhelming, frustrating, and downright exhausting to try and make sense of the chaos, especially when that chaos gets in the way of living an energized and happy life. But there's a simpler approach. Ignore the chaos and stick to the principles. Yes, there are actually a few principles that have virtually universal agreement among health experts. Principle 1, whole foods are good for our health. 2, plant-based whole foods, think veggies, are particularly beneficial. And 3, processed foods are less good. In other words, virtually everyone can benefit from shifting towards a whole foods, plant-based diet, from eating more whole foods emphasizing fruits and veggies and minimizing processed foods. My keto and paleo friends in particular might revolt at this idea. Whole foods and plant-based on the surface doesn't seem to support a protein-heavy diet. But there is actually a lot of variation possible within the whole foods plant-based framework. You can still eat meat, you can still eat cheese, and you can still eat cookie dough. The key, simply, is that the majority of your food comes from whole, plant-based foods. It's also worth noting that moving towards a whole foods plant-based diet doesn't have to require any drastic changes, unless you want it to. Adding in half a serving of veggies to your normal dinner is a meaningful step to take. While it's easy to get swept up in the chaos, throw your hands up in frustration, and resort to a crappy diet, remember that healthy eating is simpler than it's made out to be, and that there are tiny, manageable steps you can be taking right now to move in the right direction. A Magic Pill for Getting Healthy by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. Ever wish there was a magic pill to get healthy? Well, there's something pretty close. I came across an article a while back about a powerful therapeutic called Eylacor B. Multiple studies demonstrate that this therapeutic reduces your risk of developing chronic diseases from hypertension to Alzheimer's, repairs DNA damage, improves digestion and gut health, lowers cancer risk, enhances cognitive function, slows down aging, increases energy, and supports a healthy weight, among other benefits. To top it off, there are no negative side effects. You're probably thinking, that sounds pretty great, but what's the catch? Turns out, there is indeed such a therapeutic, although it's not called Eylacor B. It's Eylacor B backwards. It's broccoli. Whenever I tell people this story, I typically get a few chuckles, followed by looks of disappointment. Why is it disheartening to hear that the solution to so many health problems is actually quite simple? Why are we still desperate for a silver bullet if the answer is, sometimes literally, in our hands? I think it's because simple doesn't necessarily mean easy. While it seems trivial to eat more broccoli, changing habits is hard, and changing food habits in particular often means rethinking and disrupting a lot of other things as well, like culture, routine, tradition, social norms, ethical standards, and more. But at the least, let's not overcomplicate healthy eating if we don't have to. Regardless of where you stand on the vegan versus paleo versus keto debate, you probably agree that eating more vegetables is a good thing. So why not start there? If you don't eat many veggies, focus solely on adding more into your diet each week. If you do eat veggies but tend to eat the same ones every day, focus on switching things up. Wherever you're at diet-wise, there are probably small, simple tweaks you can make right now to improve your diet and live a healthier, happier life. What change will you make? You just listened to the post titled, What is the Best Diet? And A Magic Pill for Getting Healthy, both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Dominique experienced, I often get asked about which diet is best. You want to know what my response is? Of course you do. That's what you're listening to this show for. I answer, whichever one you'll stick to. I've said this many times before. I have yet to encounter a patient or client that meets with me and says, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. To which then I respond, you should really eat more fruits and vegetables. And then they say, really? No one's ever told me that. That is brand new information. That scenario has yet to happen. It's because, as Monique said, we all already know what we're supposed to be doing. Instead, we might be searching for that diet shortcut, a way to eat nutritiously while managing our body weight, improve how we feel and perform, and look better in a swimsuit while eating whatever we want. Trust me, I wish it worked that way. But when we look at published research studies, not just studies in the US, but globally, we find that the diets that best support optimal health and improved quality of life are those that incorporate 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day and include mostly whole, minimally processed foods. Add some regular physical activity to this equation, and you're well on your way to living your best life. That's what it comes down to. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.